OneWell Thespian Drama Group presents Pandemic Story 3, Annie. The setting is May 2020. The UK is in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Annie lives in a care home and shielding as best as she can as she is over 80. She feels isolated in more ways than one. The care home sector again features in the headlines today, with deaths in that sector being no more accurately and much higher than was first thought. There are also worries about the care workers involved in looking after the elderly not having the correct levels of PPE. Testing of care workers is also to be rapidly stepped up.
Come in.
Hello, Annie. You okay?
Yes. Hello there. Earth calling Luna.
Yeah, of course it's me.
You look a bit alien in all that garb.
This is the new PPE that's been delivered. Better than what we had before, I would say.
I would agree, love. It looks like it should work better.
Supposed to keep everyone safer now.
Well, a bit late for me though, isn't it? I think I've already got the virus.
Which is why I'm dressed up this way, to protect us both.
Like I said, a bit late.
So how are you?
Well, I won't lie. I felt better in my life. In fact, I was a lot better this past week. I haven't coughed so much, but it does feel like I've got a high temperature though.
Well, the doctor is doing his rounds now and is seeing you very soon, so we might know then.
Well, if you do one of those tests, you know either way, won't you?
The doctor will decide if you're to be tested.
Oh, come on, Luna. You can't kid a kidder. What's the real score here?
Well, I never told you, but we've run out of the test kits they supplied earlier this week. There weren't many, and Miss Rogers, Judy, the care manager, says the people most sick need testing first, and some of the staff.
I thought as much. I think everyone is struggling with these testing targets, despite the government claiming so many thousands of tests a day. Logistical problems, they called it. I called it a shambles. You said the very sick ones would go to hospital anyway. They'd get tested there, won't they?
Now, come on, Annie. You know I don't make the rules. I just try and do the best I can for my people.
I know you do, love.
So, yes, your temperature is still high, so I'll inform Judy and the doctor. And how are you apart from that?
Do you want a list?
No, just the main symptoms.
Well, from a virus perspective, I'm not too bad, not feeling too rough. But from every other perspective, I'm frustrated as hell being cooped up in this room. Frustrated as hell I can't use that mobile phone sitting there. Frustrated as hell, the only person I can talk face-to-face looks like something out of the Twilight Zone. And frustrated as hell that the only thing on the telly apart from old series and films is the news, which only talks about one thing, this virus that you tell me not to worry too much about. I think I'd prefer to pop my clogs than carry on doing this forever.
It won't be forever.
Don't be a kidder.
Sorry. I know it's frustrating, but keep on going, Annie. You are the life and soul of this place, and we need you back, raring to go for all our sakes.
Nice of you to say, love. But it ain't up to me now. I think this virus is in me, and it's up to it how this plays out now.
Come on. You're a fighter, Annie.
If I hear anyone say that again, I'll go mad. I heard that many times on the news that so-and-so survived because they were a real fighter, but nearly 25,000 have died, and my guess is that 99% of them would be classed as fighters too. I'd hate for my relatives to think I didn't make it because I wasn't a fighter. This virus chooses who makes it and who doesn't. And we can fight like hell, but it won't make any difference. It's just whether we are lucky or not, or genetically disposed or not, or already vulnerable or not, isn't it?
You sound like you've picked up an awful lot about it.
I like Radio 4. You get proper sense on there. Not like in the papers you bring, And some of that news coverage, it scares me, some of it. I won't lie, but I'd rather know than be ignorant or careless.
Well, I'll do my best to help you. You know that.
I do, love. I do.
Just don't tell Judy everything we talk about. She wants me to be minimal with any information that might upset, to quote, the residents of this care home.
She'll have her own priorities. I do feel for her a bit, as this thing is a bit overwhelming. She didn't sign up for this, or nor did you. I'd hate to think that you got this and took it home to your mum and dad. You're still living at home, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I'm still at home.
And your mum and dad fine?
So far, so good. They're not too old yet.
Don't worry, talking about age, Luna. I'm well aware I'm in the ancient category, and therefore more vulnerable. But I think we are still need to be careful and not expose ourselves any more than is necessary. I do fear for you being in this cauldron of illness all day, nearly every day.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Some of the girls have talked about staying here rather than going home and risking our families, and that might definitely be a good idea now the virus is here.
You be careful, love. Do what's best for you. We've had our time, but you are young. You've got your whole life ahead of you.
I am being careful. Hence all this garb. And I am very hygienic going home. I now have clothes here for wearing just whilst at work. But I don't know if it works that well, since I touch stuff going out with my other clothes on.
No, I guess it helps.
Anyway, better get on. The doc will be here soon, and I've got some other residents to sort. About that bath you need.
I ain't having a bath. That's a bit frivolous in these times. You just leave a bowl of hot water out and I'll sort myself.
Okay, hear you loud and clear. It's a shame you weren't in one of those ensuite rooms. It would be easier.
Well, there might be a room or two free soon.
Gallows humour, Annie. Bye.
Bye, love. Well, what to do now? Had enough of the TV, and even the radio is getting a bit much. Women's hour is a bit much. I like the moral maze, and the afternoon play is sometimes good. But struggling to stay awake, a whole play now. And of course The Archers was good. Well, until it stopped this week. Not sure when that restarts, but they have some old episodes on now. I need to finish some letters I'm writing. I do a bit every day now. Actually saying all that, I sound busy now. I hope Tom sends me those puzzles he's promised. Think I've gone through every puzzle in this care home. And not nice when the last few have been smelling of disinfectant. Yuck. Well, the doctor seems convinced I've got it. But he can't test me properly yet. I think I've got it. So I'll feature on one statistic at some point, I guess. The cough is starting to really irritate, and I'm certainly feeling a little breathless. I'm glad I got that call to Tom earlier in the week. It was a good chat, and will be good to talk to him and Tina perhaps again. I'm kicking myself now for not getting on with that mobile phone, but it's my eyes. Can't see the bleeding thing properly, and my fingers are a bit much for that sensitive touch screen. It was nice of them to get it for me, and I would try and use it, but I am struggling. Maybe I'll get Luna to start me up a call when she has a few minutes. She is working so hard, bless her. She looks run off her feet, which I guess is not surprising, as she and the rest of them are having to cope with 5 or 6 staff members down, what with some of them self-isolating with their own symptoms and some who have their own problems and need shielding. It's a rum time for everyone. I suppose I should be thankful I'm in here and not living on my own, which would be worse torture. But then again, if I was living on my own in my old house, I might not have got this virus. Tom thinks I got it in here. and I guess that's pretty likely. I know they try and protect us as best they can, but the staff still have to go out to their own homes. They still have to shop and they still have all kind of deliveries. This past week or two has been stricter in terms of their distancing and stuff. But it could have been here already. Especially as Laura, George and Bronwyn all had to go to hospital over the last month. Not with the virus, but with other ailments of the old, like waterworks, hip fractures and the like. Maybe it came back with one of them too. Well, no point speculating. It's here and we've got to live with it. Or die with it. Not that funny, really. But you've got to have a laugh somewhere. So, Radio 4 says 80 to 90% of people who have died are over 65. So there's a good chance I might be one. There's about 40 people, sorry, residents, in this home all over that age. And the virus is here. How many of us will it take? If they can't stop it spreading, it will devastate the place. We'll have to see what happens.
Is facing more calls to come up with a better strategy for care homes. Many are still reporting shortages of vital PPE, although care home staff can apply for the testing at any nearby testing facility. Boris Johnson has returned to work and is hinting about some restrictions being lifted now that we have passed the peak. People still continue to flout the rules in place and the police have now issued over 3,000 fines for lockdown breaches.
Luna? Thank you for helping me with the mobile.
I'm sorry we couldn't do it yesterday, but your phone was completely dead and we couldn't find the charger.
Oh, thanks for bringing one in for me and for disinfecting it too.
There are so many rules to follow now, but we are there now. I'm going to dial your daughter Christine's number now and then I'll put it on speaker and you don't need to touch the phone.
Oh, thanks, Luna. I really appreciate this.
No problem, Annie.
You've reached Christine. Thanks for calling. I can't answer right now, but I will do as soon as I can. Leave your message after the tone. Thanks.
Just shut it off, Luna.
Oh, okay. You don't want to leave a message?
No, that's the third time I've rung in 2 weeks. And the first two times I had to beg Judy to let me use the landline to call international. I left messages then. She knows where I am. She knows the care home number. She might have rang back sometime. Oh, I hope she's okay.
I'm sure she is. She just is,
It's okay, dear. No need to make any excuses for her. She lives in a bit of a bubble at times. And bugger the rest of us.
I'm sure she cares.
Yeah.
Right. Shall we try Tom?
Yes, please.
Okay. Same as before. When they pick up, I'll put you on speaker. Then I'll go.
Thanks, Luna.
Hello?
Hello, Tina, love. It's Annie.
Oh, hello, Annie. Sorry, I didn't recognise the number.
Yeah, it's that one I've never used before. Luna helps me with it here.
Is that the same Luna who keeps us up to date with the real happenings of the care home?
Ah, that's the one. A little treasure she is. She is good to me.
That's good. Someone's looking out for you.
And how are you, Tina? And how is everyone there?
We're all healthy, which is good, of course. How are you? Last time we talked, Tom said you might have this virus. How is that?
Well, I'm pretty sure I've got it. No official test done yet, but I think I know.
Yeah, but how are you?
I'm doing okay. A bit washed out and breathing's just starting to get harder, but really not that bad.
I'm really not sure how much to believe you. Tom or I will give Judy a ring later. She'll put us right.
Oh, don't go making a fuss, Tina. It's not that bad. Is Tom around?
I'm sorry, no. Him and Amber have gone for a walk. Jenny and Amber now, both stir crazy and getting very niggled with each other.
Oh, poor loves. It has gone on some time, hasn't it?
Ideas are drying up fast. Good, the weather's holding out and we can split their exercise up a bit. So Tommy's out with Amber now and I'll go out with Jen later.
Sounds a good plan.
Yeah, since Tom made his family a priority over his job, we've become a different household. I don't know what you said to him last time, but thank you. I'm sure it helped.
Just reminding him how precious families were. Yes, of course, jobs need to be done, but not at the expense of family. So a better balance is all that it needs. Don't be too harsh on him. His father was similar, and his father before him. They just need a bit of training.
Yeah, they don't quite see it that way, but again, thank you.
No need, love.
Do you want a little chat with Jenny? She's helping me make some buns, but we're winging it a bit. Some ingredients we've run out of, but we've already shopped this week, so...
Like what?
Butter. Forgot to get it. I don't like using spreaders. It always seems a bit plastic-like.
Well, have you tried some Greek yoghurt? Changes the texture a little, but still nice. Substitute about half the amount, weight-wise, of butter with yoghurt and try that.
Oh, I will do. Not heard of that before. Thanks, Annie. Is that one of your old recipes?
Truth be told, no. That was on a crappy daytime TV show during this lockdown. Not tried it, as can't do that here. But it looked good, and they said on the show it was a different texture. So I'll take your word for it. But I bluffed you well, and could have claimed it was generations old, couldn't I? Not that we had Greek yoghurt back then.
You never were one for old recipes, were you?
To be honest, never saw my life as baking cakes in the kitchen. Wanted to be outside doing things, not playing the good housewife all day.
You were a bit ahead of your time. I'll grab Jen. Jenny!
Hi, great gran.
Hi, Jenny, love. You having fun?
Yes, it's fun today with Mum, especially with Amber out of the way.
Now, I want you two to make up and stop giving each other such a hard time, okay?
Yes, okay. It's just whatever I do, she wants to do.
Yes, I know. Sometimes you want to be on your own. Maybe you could have 1 hour a day quiet time where you both can avoid each other a bit. Talk to your mum about doing that. Might be good for her too. And tell Amber I suggested this too.
Okay, great gran. That sounds like it might work. We'll talk to Mum and Amber.
So tell me, what else have you been up to?
Not much really. But we had this Zoom party the other day on the tablet. Dad set up a video chat with four of our friends. There was Rose and Toby at their house, Lola at her house, and Lacey at her dad's house. We met at 4 o'clock and we had our own cakes, drinks and snacks. We took turns playing our own music and we played some games and we did a kids quiz. It was great. We are going to do it next week with some of our other friends.
That sounds wonderful. You both enjoyed it?
Oh, yes. Although Amber couldn't do some of the quiz, but she played most of the games until she got bored with it.
Well, try and include her more next time. Or ask her to suggest other games too. And maybe more of her friends.
All right, will do. I'm making cakes.
Yes, your mum said. You better get back to it. I'll catch up with you next time. Love you, Jenny.
Love you, great gran.
Give my love to Amber.
Will do. Bye. Oh, great gran.
Yes, what is it?
Are you still sick? Are you going to die?
Jenny!
That's a really straight question and deserves a straight answer, Jen. Truthfully, I am sick, yes. Am I going to die? Yes, sometime. But whether the virus gets me or old age, I don't know yet. But please don't you girls worry about it. I'm going to try and hang on in here as best I can, okay?
Okay, great gran.
Love you, Jen.
You still there, Annie?
Yes, love.
I'm so sorry about Jen's question.
Oh, no worries, Tina, love. Kids think the world is quite black and white, and I like to answer people honest where I can. No point sugarcoating it. I hope she doesn't ask you too many more questions. But if she does, just be plain honest with her. As much as you can, anyway.
I will do, Annie.
Right, I better go. I feel a nap calling.
Thank you for ringing. And good to hear your voice. Shall I get Tom to ring you?
I'll ring her, maybe tomorrow. Will he be home later tomorrow?
If he knows you are ringing, he'll be around.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. We'll call again. Nice to talk to you, and you all take care.
You too, Annie. You be careful.
Oh, you bet.
Boris Johnson is due to address the nation this evening on his roadmap for easing the lockdown restrictions. There is much speculation about how that will be done. Newspaper headlines on Thursday suggested a lot of change, but the government have been keen to play down those rumours and suggested change will be small and gradual.
I'm struggling a bit today. I do so want to talk to Tom, but if I do sounding like this, I know he will be very worried whatever I say. So maybe I shouldn't ring. But he is expecting me to call this evening. I'll just rest a little while before I decide. I wish I didn't feel so tired now. Blimey, that was a 2-hour sleep. I was just resting my eyes. I hope Tom isn't worried because I haven't rung yet. It's nearly 9 o'clock now. I better ring soon or he will worry. I'll get Luna. Oh, bugger. She finished at 7 on a Sunday. I need someone to help. I'll get Judy if she's still around. Where's that pager thing? Hello? Is Judy around? Yes, it's Annie. Oh, okay. She'll stop by in 5 minutes. Thank you.
Sorry, Annie, for the delay. I was just doing another PPE order and doing today's statistics.
Statistics? You mean cases and deaths?
No need for you to worry about that, Annie. What can I do for you?
Well, I said I would ring Tom tonight, but I was asleep and Luna's gone. So before she helped me make a call on that blessed mobile phone.
So you want me to do it?
Yes, please, if you don't mind.
Okay, but don't make this a habit, all right?
I might not be around to make any new habits soon. Okay, Judy?
Okay. What do I need to do?
Open the phone. There's no passcode. And look on call history. Tom and Tina's is the last number used. Dial that and put it on speaker, please.
Okay.
Hello, Gran.
Hello, Tom. I have Annie with me, and she wants to talk to you.
Is she okay?
She's still quite feisty, if that's what you mean. Anyway, here she is. I'll put the phone on speaker.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Gran. How are you doing? I was getting worried you hadn't called.
Oh, don't worry, Tom. Just needing to sleep a lot more at the moment. I was just resting my eyes a few minutes back, and then it was 9 o'clock already.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, Gran. You sound a little rough. You okay?
I will be when they stop fussing over me. I have this virus, Tom. It's got me, and it's doing its best to give me a hard time.
Sorry, Gran.
No, Tom. We said a lot last time we talked about what might happen and what could happen. Well, some of this is getting more likely now, so I just want to get everything sorted, just in case.
Oh, okay, Gran. We got that letter you sent through the post, or rather the half a dozen letters you posted in one envelope. The covering letter just given our orders about what to do if you,
Yes, Tom. What to do if the worst should happen. You will see there is another letter for you and Tina that has my will in it too, which hopefully will make things easier. There's also the one for the girls. That should be okay. Tried to pitch at their level. and I hope we'll make them laugh a bit, not upset them anymore. And there's one for your mum in America. I know you don't have a lot to do with her in recent years, but she's still your mum.
Gran.
Let me finish, Tom. I've also put a letter in for my friends in Wetherby. Although I've not seen them in some time, I had great times with them there, always very welcoming. And another note for you to send back to the home here. It's basically a thank you to most of the staff anyway. Some I never got on with. And it's also to be read out to anyone who is left here after this virus has finished its work.
Gran, you shouldn't speak like this.
You know I like to be organised. And of course, I'll be pleased if I get through this. I'm just covering all of the bases and hopefully making things easier. The virus does put a real perspective on things, and I am pleased that I had a chance to put my thoughts on paper. Something I might not have done if I had popped my clogs with heart failure or eaten the food here.
Yes, Gran. You always did tell it like it is, didn't you? It's good to see you've not lost that sense of humour.
No problem here, Tom. Got a laugh, haven't you? Not much else to do here.
So, Gran, are you feeling any different? Getting any better?
This virus is strange, Tom. One day I can feel like I'm at death's door, and the next a little bouncier. It certainly has knocked me for six, I won't lie, but it ain't got me yet.
See, you tell me you're straight talking, but I think you hide the real pain.
I don't make a fuss if I can handle it. And so far, I can handle it. Two more went to hospital today. Doc wanted to send me last night, and I said no. I'd rather stay here. He said as soon as you need breathing help, you are going.
But when that happens, well, it might be too late, mightn't it?
They said might be the case too. But to be honest, I heard on the radio how some people have to be heavily handled, physioed. I don't fancy that.
Even if it keeps you alive?
As I've said before, I've done a good life. It's a relatively slow drift to death in this place anyway. So, yes, even if it prolongs my life a bit longer, it ain't going to add years if I go through all that.
You don't know that.
Trust me, I can feel that already.
Okay, Gran, let's move on. I sent some more puzzles in the post. Did you get them?
Yes, thanks, love, and good. They are only 300 and 500 pieces. I can't concentrate as much at the moment, but I'm about halfway through the small one.
That's great. I picked up some more as well. People are donating them on the local area Facebook page.
That's good, love. That's good.
Are you okay, Gran?
Feeling very tired again.
I'll let you go then. Just ring anytime, you know. One of us will be around.
Thanks, doll love. I will. Bless you.
Look after yourself, Gran.
Will do. Bye, Tom. Give my love to all of you.
Yeah. Will do, Gran.
Despite the new and slight easing of restrictions, there is a lot of confusion about the new measures and the fact that they only apply to England. Many people are trying to go back to work but having trouble contacting their employers to get the picture. It seems to have caught out many employers. Teachers are making protests against the suggested primary school return date of potentially the 1st of June. They argue that primary school children are not able to fully comprehend and implement social distancing. The government argue it will be good for parents who are returning to work, children to actively be around other children their own age, and as a basis for society, as well as the economy, to restart.
The news doesn't seem to get any better. As soon as the restrictions eased in Germany and South Korea, there was another little spike there. So I'm sure it will be the same here. I feel quite bad now. Although the pains are not too bad. My body is just aching all over, but the pills helps a little. The doc wanted me to go into hospital, but I said no. and he was straight with me. If you don't go, you will almost certainly die. And I said, if I do go, I will certainly die. And laughed a bit. And it wasn't really funny. And he said so. And I said, are you going to make me? And he said no. He would support my decision, although he did need Judy there to hear it too. Well, I don't want to go there. I'm quite happy to go now. I've had a pretty good life. A few things I haven't done, but I'm not going to fret over them now. A couple I couldn't do anyway. Won't be leaping out of a plane any time soon. And I guess that threesome is out of the question now. Who am I kidding? I think I'd have bolted if that was ever an offer. I'm glad I've sorted things, and I feel so much better having done those letters. I did another one for Luna today. That took some time. Not because I had a lot to say, but because I had to kip after every few minutes. Must be these pills. Anyway, speaking of which, stop talking to yourself. Have a kip. Well, the night shift just woke me up for a few more pills. Guess they had to, but I was quite happy there. Rare dream, in fact, of my Alf and me in the early days. He was just out of national service. We had a great day out to the coast. Gleethorpes. It was all right back then. It was all right back then. On the train. And lots of time at the Penny Arcade. Eating some warm chips and donuts on a bench overlooking the sands and just cuddling. Lovely day, that one. Dead romantic too, I remember. Anyway, getting my thoughts sorted, I was earlier. Think I've covered all my letters required. I told Luna how much I valued her in the rough times, and I told Tom in his letter before to send her some money on the sly. Not to the home, just to her, and her not to mention to Judy, as they might take it off her. She is a treasure, and unlike a lot of young people I hear about these days, he does care, really care, goes that extra mile. My only regret in any of this is not making more of my opportunities in life. I had some chances I didn't take. One, because I was with Alf then, and I wouldn't swap those years with him for anything. And one was with Morris. Maybe it was too soon after Alf had passed, but he did make my heart beat a little faster. And I was really fond of him. But the timing probably wasn't right, was it? I just felt guilty that I was moving on before Alf had passed so recently. Or maybe it was what I thought other people would say. Well, maybe. Although as I got older, I couldn't give a bugger what other people thought. I certainly don't now. I thought about writing to him, to Morris, but I don't know where he is now. And Tom and Tina know nothing about him. My guilty secret, well, not really. My little secret at the time. Just the few times we went and walked out. I hope he's okay. Similar age. Just a few months difference. He was lovely. I've got all these memories. And no one to share them with now. But I've written some stories in Tom and Tina's letter. And a few clean ones in the girls' letter. I do feel very proud of them all. I am glad, too, that Christine called. And although I couldn't speak to her, I know she's okay now. Phew. I need another nap, I think. My eyes feel heavier than ever. If I went this time, maybe that's for the best. I'm struggling as each day goes on. And I don't want to go to hospital. I'd rather go here, surrounded by my pictures of the family and friends. Some already gone, of course, like poor George 3 weeks ago. But I don't want to be wired up. I don't. Sleep now. Yes. Sleep. Dream with Alf again, perhaps. Oh, Morris.
Care home deaths are now reported to add up to a quarter of the total virus deaths in the country. The death toll 7-day average continues to fall, although the R number has risen since last week and is now up to 1.0 in some places. The country is still getting used to the new pandemic slogan. In England, we are asked to stay alert, control the virus and save lives. Whereas in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, it remains stay at home, protect the NHS. Save lives.
Hello?
Hello, is that Tom?
Yes, hello. Is that you, Judy?
Yes, it's Judy Rogers from your gran's care home.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I have to report that your gran passed away in the night, in her sleep. The night shift doing their regular checks found her this morning.
Yes. Okay.
She went very quietly in her sleep and she wasn't in any pain.
That's good.
Anyway, I'll call you again later today and we can discuss some details of what happens next. I'm very sorry for your loss. And anything you need to know or want some help with, please ask.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Tom, was that the home?
Yes, T. Gran is gone.
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry. Come here.
Not unexpected, though.
It was so bloody brave and manly. Come here.
We'll have to tell the kids.
Later, Tom. They're playing outside for a bit. Let's just have some quiet time. They can know soon enough.
Okay, see.
So what's next?
Judy is ringing back later with the details and arrangements, as they call it. I guess that won't be quite normal with the virus impact.
No, I don't suppose it will. I can sort her out if you want.
I'd be grateful, see.
Of course, love. It's going to be really hard without her.
Yeah. I'm so happy I've got you and the kids. I love you, T.
And I'm so lucky to have you and the kids too. Love you very much, Tom.
Oh, I miss Gran so much.
She was your biggest influence.
Yeah, I am who I am because of her. More so than Mum ever was.
I know, love. The best thing we can do is live up to her example.
Yeah, and her fun. And humour.
Yeah, and her strength.
Yeah. Come on, T. Let's tell the kids.
You have been listening to the Wombwell Thespians Amateur Dramatic Society's audio version of Pandemic Stories 3, Annie. This featured Hannah Studd as Annie, Morven Robinson as Tina, Brett Barnett as Tom, Lauren Thomas as Jenny, Fiona Galti as Judy, Karen McQuarrie as Luna, and as the newsreader. Pandemic Stories 3, Annie, was written by Andy Harris. This audio production was directed, edited, and produced by Andy Harris. All incidental music was by Kevin MacLeod through incompetech.com, using Creative Commons with Attribution License. Thank you for listening.